Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Got it!
Shut up.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Phew.
Yeah.
Ho, got out of that one, huh? Wow. Wow. Right now, sorry. I'm still trying to get my bearings about me.
Yeah.
I am convinced that the Bills' only goal this season is to make
sure keep you up as late as possible.
Hey, nobody needs sleep, apparently, if you're a Bills fan. 61 degrees right now and not going to get much warmer. High of 68 today. High of 67 tomorrow. But it looks like it's going to be sunny. So, like, perfect fall weather.
Yeah.
If you're looking to get your apples.
Apples.
Perfect weekend because the Bills have come and gone.
Yes.
And we will get to that. If you are just waking up and didn't stay, the Bills stay up for it. 31-21 win over the Dolphins last night, and that game, it sounds a lot wider than it was.
Yeah.
It's weird. We'll get into it. All right. We got time. But let's kick off the show with a situation that went down out in Geneseo.
What's the sitch?
According to News 10 NBC on Wednesday, a 16-year-old who was in custody of the police department out there escaped while being transported to jail.
Wait, he got away.
Got away.
He
got
or
out of
she
the car.
Yes. So it was the Livingston County Sheriff's Department. The deputies out there say the teen fled on Main Street, was later found hiding in a backyard nearby. He was taken into custody without incident. The sheriff's office is currently investigating how the teenager escaped. Fun fact, did you know?
What?
New York law generally bars handcuffing 16-year-old kids.
Oh, I did not know that.
So that may play
okay,
into
well, yeah,
what
make,
happened.
Okay.
Here. All right, so we don't know what the 16-year-old was in custody for.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if they had been arrested and were being taken to jail, waiting, like, you know,
charges.
We don't know if they had already been convicted, things of this nature, right? But, when you talk about a 16-year-old escaping from the police and running away, one thing popped in my head.
What's that?
Kimmy, there are kids from high school that you will remember for the rest of your lives.
Oh, yeah.
For the crazy stuff they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of something that would make a kid live on forever more than
this would be it.
That right?
Yeah.
Like this would be the most like
escaping custody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm badass, not in like a good way, but
no,
like
right,
that
but
kid.
In like a wow, that's
you'll
that's
bring it up at
beyond.
Every reunion.
Yeah. Like that. Well, and that kid's not going to be there because he escaped custody and ran away. Like, right, how do I put this?
Mm.
There were two kinds of kids that caused trouble when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And if you guys disagree with me, jump right in here. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There were the kids that did it for attention. And
like the kids that, you know, talked back to teachers.
Well, hey, look at me.
Well, yeah, and look, they would do bad things.
Yeah.
But when it was game over, it was game over.
Yeah.
And then there were the kids where they would do things, and you could even tell as a teenager, like, something's...
That's scary.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a scary level of trouble.
And different motivation.
And like scary, when you say scary, I get what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
It's not like scary, like I'm afraid someone's going to get hurt. It's I can tell you don't care.
Oh.
Or something inside you is not clicking where you fully understand what the hell could happen?
Like, are you talking about crime or just like crazy things that they did, like jump off a roof?
I guess I'm talking both, because I think those kids were one in the same.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
The daredevils type kid.
Well, there were two types of kids. I always thought, like, kids that did it out in the open.
Okay.
The one in detention, like myself.
Yeah.
And then the other kids that did it, you didn't know about it until it was too late.
Oh.
Like, they weren't doing it for attention. These are just bad people.
Okay, but when you say bad, like, I hate
bad kid.
I hate the idea of bad.
Evil,
we talk
evil,
about,
evil child, evil boy child.
We talk about nuance a lot on the show, and we're gonna figure out what the definition of that word is soon. I promise, right? Like, I hate the idea of good guy, bad guy, because there are good people that do bad things.
Just kids that push the limits.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if a kid escaping from the police makes him a bad kid. I mean, that's also the prime age where you may not fully understand the consequences.
Oh, I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, what's your motivation?
Okay.
Well, you know what I mean? And, like, this kid's not doing it for attention. He's just doing it because he wants to see what he can do.
Well, I also
just try to get out of trouble.
He wants to see destruction. Yeah. He wants to see something happen.
Well, it's funny. Okay, to that point, right? Yeah. Like, you're a 16-year-old kid. We don't know what he's locked up for, right? He runs away from the cops.
Mm.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, what is the end game here in your head?
As a kid?
Yeah, because maybe you're young enough where you think you could evade the police for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But I can't. But at 16, there's no way at 16 you think that.
No, but he could have just panicked, got scared.
Okay. Bought yourself some time.
Knows, you know, what's coming.
Okay. But
they know who you are at that point. Once you're in the back of the car, they know who, like, you are, right?
You're in a small
what's the most trouble you've ever been in school?
I didn't really get in a lot of trouble at school.
I got in a ton.
Why? What's like, the most trouble you've
had? Well, I got suspended for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For vandalism.
Okay.
And my mouth and my poor spelling skills.
Wait, you got suspended for poor? Oh.
Yes, because the vandalism that was written poorly, and Dr. Hopkins assumed it was me because I was flunking English.
And you didn't do it.
I had proof. I had to go get my time card from Winn-Dixie Quick Check and bring it to Dr. Hopkins and show him that I was working that night. And he goes, anybody could have punched you in.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Okay, man.
It's just circumstantial.
Yeah. I got a manager who saw me. So he suspended me for 2 weeks. I was part of some of it, but not what he thought.
I love it. I love how the one thing you didn't do was the most severe punishment you got, which is fitting for you.
And my old man was so pissed off. So pissed.
Well, yeah, he's.
And if I could have ran away, man, I would have run, baby.
You could have run away.
I know who was stopping you.
I don't know. We ended up going fishing.
252 WCMF. We got Instagram messages coming in. We're talking about this story out in Geneseo. According to News 10 NBC, on Wednesday, a 16-year-old who was in custody of the Livingston County Sheriff's Department escaped. They were later found hiding in a backyard after fleeing on Main Street. They were taken back into custody without incident. Again, we don't know what charges they were facing. We don't know if they were transporting them to jail, if they had already been convicted, whatever. But, like, this teenage kid ran from the cops.
Yeah.
Joey writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get at us. Many years ago, my wife, when we lived in New York City, she escaped the 25th precinct by slipping the handcuffs and walking right out during a shift change. She was on David Letterman and everything.
Wait, what?
This is what he just said.
She was on David Letterman?
This is according to him.
Like, she was arrested?
Yeah.
Got out?
Yeah.
And then ended up on Letterman?
Walked out of the precinct on a shift change, slipped the handcuffs, and said she ended up on Letterman.
Jesus.
Do you brag about that?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You went from handcuffs to television.
Well, no, but wait a minute. Let's say
it's a pretty smooth escape, too.
Understood. But, like, when it comes to bragging about it now, let's say we're all hanging out at my house.
Yeah.
Right? My wife, she has everybody over. She's going to make dinner. She's got two kids. She's a professional. And during dinner, she casually mentions that while in New York City, she was arrested, slipped the cuffs, walked out of the precinct, and was on Letterman. You would look at my wife 100.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So you wouldn't brag about that. It wouldn't be a positive for
my wife. I wouldn't, like, hang out with her, use her as my doctor.
I want to know why she was in trouble in the first place.
Well, but see, that's just it. And
yes.
Okay, you're right, fine. I'm not going to switch doctors or, you know, avoid whatever business they do. But you would talk junk about my wife on the ride home.
You would talk junk about your wife on the ride home.
That's my point. So, like,
you would talk junk the next day in here when you found out.
100%. So for you to be
I would talk crap, yes.
So then that's why you wouldn't share it with other people. I don't want people to judge me for a mistake I made in the past. I mean, you know, you and I and Kimmy can have this conversation. Like, normal, respectable types don't want to admit that out loud, right?
I guess. Yeah, well, yeah, a job like that, yeah.
You know, we were talking about the kids that you remember from high school that did that stuff.
Yeah.
Dan writes us on Instagram. My guy who did this from high school is now a motorcycle drag racer. That checks out.
Mm.
As a professional? That's his gig?
That's what he says. Right?
He's a professional motorcycle drag racer.
More than just a hobby.
All right.
Well, you know, it's always interesting. There is a time in your life where that troublemaker is going to show up in ways that you don't expect. And I think I'm old enough now where I'm out of that time, because between 25 and 30, we have to check the police blotter every day for our jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, stories we bring you, much like this one. And once a month, I would recognize a name from my youth.
Oh, no kidding.
And it was never the same guy.
Wow. Right?
But like, I would say between like 22 and 30, on a pretty regular basis, there would be someone I know.
Damn.
And
that's a lot.
80% of the time, it was like, yeah, that checks out. A couple of them like, whoa.
Well, you grew up in a rough area.
It wasn't rough, man.
You just described rough to
me. No, I there are people.
I look at the criminal reports and I recognize somebody every month.
Yeah, really? Because if you graduated from schools in Pittsburgh in 2012, there are a handful of kids.
Two kids.
Nope, three.
He was just helping his brother.
Uh-huh. So let's not sit here and go, Gates, it's not a rough area.
Bro.
What?
Where you grew up?
No, it was not. It's not rough.
You came up tough,
shut
man.
Shut up.
In squalor.
Bitch, no, my house was squalor. The neighborhood wasn't. The neighborhood was nice. I don't know, like you've had that experience where you go back, you see a news story, and it's someone you knew from the past?
I did. Well, three guys in school made the papers.
Okay,
well,
and you went
three in a tiny class.
Yeah, at 18. Yeah, two of it. Yeah. Bad.
Didn't you have that experience? You did have
that experience? Yeah, I've had that experience.
One kid.
Even if it wasn't somebody in my grade, it was a name, like a name of like a sibling or somebody I knew.
Yeah.
You know?
So we had one kid, he got into a car accident, and it made the West Palm Beach Post, the Sun Sentinel in Fort Lauderdale, and the Miami Herald all front page.
Damn.
He was in a Mustang.
Okay.
I don't know how he had to be going over 100. And he hit a telephone pole, a cement telephone pole, and both the back and the front bumpers touched. That's how bad he wrapped this thing, and he lived.
Oh my God!
He lived.
Holy crap!
Good for him.
Yeah, but when he came back to school, he was in like a half body cast, you know, like this in school, and all he could brag about is he made all three papers.
Well, and he got a lot of cast to sign. That's always fun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, the one that'll throw you the most is the kid you went to high school with, you don't expect to go down the wrong path.
Yeah.
Because this happened to me like 3 or 4 years ago. Again, we're doing the job, checking out police blotter. And this kid that I went to school with, played basketball with in the summertime, just nice kid.
Yeah.
Good kid. But he's in some serious trouble.
He went bad.
Yeah, he went bad. And like it broke my heart because I'm looking at his mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
And
you just wonder what went wrong. What went wrong?
Exactly.
For him.
Like I would never do. I'm not going to reach out to a guy. I haven't talked to him since we graduated high school, right?
Hey, but like, saw you're in trouble.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What I was supposed to say. But like, I could see his 18-year-old face in all the years he was wearing in that mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm to your point, I'm dying to know what was the thing that set everything off.
It could have been any. It could probably drugs.
I mean, yeah, possible.
I mean, that's usually where you start sliding.
Very possible, but it goes back to that whole, you know, with the 16-year-old kid and bad kid, good kid, and the nuance. Like, you know, when I knew this guy that I'm talking about now, he wasn't a bad guy. He was a sweet guy, right? Like, he was a guy that when he would come around, I was excited that he was hanging out with everybody. And then you see now, like, all the charges that he's facing for what he did, and it's nothing violent or anything, but it's like, what?
Yeah, life can get away from you.
But, you know, you only get one.
Yeah,
you only get one.
Oh, so true, Pat.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy writes us on Instagram, I graduated from Pittsford Mendon, and my criminal law teacher taught three kids who killed their dads.
Wow.
So, yeah, Gates, though.
Maybe you could get your money back.
From the public school?
Figure of speech.
It's a
maybe the guy sucks.
I didn't think it through.
So maybe now, that teacher sucks.
So now I'm going to try and use English words I don't understand to make myself not look at it. Why don't you get your money back from the public school, stupid?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You want to be successful.
Yeah.
Super successful.
Sure.
But there is a trap in success. When you come out of the gate with something so great, something so iconic, something that people beat doors down for, following that up can be almost impossible.
Most never do.
There you go. Yeah. And it's something that fast food restaurants and this, I guess, charity organization has found out the hard way.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This week, the Girl Scouts of America announced there are some new cookies on the way.
All right.
All right, Kimmy. So, like we just said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
All right.
Kimmy, what do you want first? Do you want the new cookies or the cookies they are taking away?
Ooh, give me the cookies going away first. Okay. I want to see if I'm going to miss anything.
All right, so we are losing the Toastiers, which are the French toast-inspired cookies. Okay. These were actually supposed to go away last year. I don't know where they got a reprieve.
Sounds good, but I never tried them, so I won't miss them.
Kimmy, I tried them for the first time. I am regretting trying them. They're the best of the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. I never got French toast.
What is you? What?
It's like soggy bread.
No, it's not.
Soggy sweet bread.
What a terrible taste.
French toast sucks.
You're an idiot.
First of all, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the best of the cereals.
Amen, sir.
Oh, that cereal, I don't know.
But I mean, it's just a different take on French toast.
Here's a greasy, wet piece of bread.
French toast
more butter on it and sugar. It's nasty.
French toast isn't my first breakfast choice, but I'll eat it if it's there.
And by the way, not French.
What?
Are you sure? Yeah. Done here.
Can we Google?
At a diner in New York City.
You say that for every food. Cheesecake invented at a diner in New York City. Cheesecake was invented in Greece in 1245. By the way, quick.
Okay. French toast originated in ancient Rome, not France.
Everything was ancient Rome. By the way, quick.
It was in a 4th century Roman cookbook.
Quick, fun French toast fact.
What's that?
If you want to make quick and the most delicious French toast you ever had, get a pint of Breyer's ice cream, vanilla, melt it, dip the bread in there, and then you fry it. It's the best French toast you will ever have.
So you put ice cream and bread together and then fry it.
It's got all the ingredients that you would normally make French toast with, the ice cream, except vanilla on top of it. It's amazing. Wow. It'll be the best French toast you'll ever make.
That's a Pat Duffy guarantee.
There you go. All right, so the Toastiers are going away, as are the s'mores cookies that debuted in 2017.
Man, I think those would be a hit.
Yeah. Do people not like s'mores the way we think they do?
I mean, I'm there for a s'more if I'm in a campfire setting. I don't really seek out the s'more outside of that.
When's the last time you had a s'more?
Maybe last summer.
Okay.
Last summer, I was at I think it was 4th of July last
summer.
Like
a legit, like over the fire?
Yeah.
Should I even ask you?
I've never had one.
Ever?
Never.
Who are you?
I've never had a s'more. What?
You went to summer camp. They never had s'mores?
I don't think that was a thing when I was
It was absolutely a thing.
It's been around forever.
It was in the sand lot.
But that's Hollywood's version of this morning. No, I would know.
I'm shocked that you've never had one.
As a man at 84 years old, have you never had a s'more?
I'm telling you, bro. You know, I don't like ice cream.
There's no ice cream in s'mores.
I don't like sodas. I don't like a lot of sweet stuff.
But not even as a child? Like, I feel sorry you never experienced this.
It's all kind of making sense now.
Yeah.
Right? What we know about him and what his past was.
You're kind of dressed like a giant s'more today.
But we are getting a new cookie. It's called the Explore-A-More. It's a Rocky Road-inspired cookie.
Like the ice cream?
You got it. We're talking chocolate cookie, and that has chocolate marshmallow cream with a toasted almond flavor on the inside. It'll be the first new Girl Scout cookie since 2022.
Oh, I thought they did a new one every year.
I did too, but apparently maybe COVID threw that off. Right, who the hell knows? So here's what's interesting.
Wait, so you're only getting one new cookie?
They're taking two away. Yeah, you got it. I don't know. Maybe the other ones weren't selling, although I will buy all the toast French toast ones.
Maybe they weren't very popular.
I still have one French toast box I have sealed last year. Well, no, because now
last that long? Does it taste stale?
Yeah, I don't know. They probably put enough stuff in there where it's fine. So when it comes to the Girl Scout cookies, there's an interesting thing happening.
What's that?
Well, Kimmy, if I were to ask you the most standard Girl Scout cookie in America, you would argue...
Samoas.
Okay,
Samoas?
So the caramel ones. All right.
Yeah.
Also the Thin Mint.
Thin Mint's been around. Yeah. Wasn't that like the original cookie?
I want to say yes.
Yeah.
Let's go with yes.
All right.
So like, yeah, the Thin Mint, the shortbread, and the ones you just brought up, the Caramel Delights, whatever the hell they call them, right, from Girl Scouts. They came out of the gate so hot with such delicious cookies that despite the fact for the last 20 years they've been trying to add cookies, they can't do it.
Oh.
They were victims.
They just won't reach the popularity of that first group.
Yes, and it keeps them having to rotate these new cookies they're trying to catch on, which it seems are not having the success that the Thin Mint, that the caramel chocolate one, and that the shortbread cookies have had for years.
Well, don't forget, like, when they probably made those cookies, there wasn't a lot of variety of cookies out there.
Yeah, I heard there were kids that hadn't invented s'mores yet.
Bro, we didn't have massive cookie aisle.
You're an idiot.
We had like four types of cookies.
Shut up. And no, you didn't. You had it.
Bro, we didn't have nothing.
You've had iced animal crackers since like circus days.
We didn't even. We had animal cracker, Tall House cookie. What else?
You literally just said
graham crackers.
You just said I don't eat sweets. How would you know what the cookie aisle
I worked at a grocery store.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I've seen cookies.
You were busy stealing razor blades every day.
I was doing that.
You know, when you think about like the most famous, iconic fast food restaurants in America, if I say McDonald's, their most popular food item is.
You go with the Big Mac.
Okay, Kimmy, if I said Burger King, their most popular food item is.
What is their... The Whopper.
Okay. So, like, both of those things have existed for 70...
Since day one.
Yeah, 60, 70 years. Like, they are their iconic hamburgers, right? When you think... McDonald's and Burger King have debuted a whole bunch of new stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
It never, when you hit up front with something big, gets topped by something new and exciting.
Well, you know what fast food place never makes sense to me with the stuff they add to their menu is Taco Bell. Like, they come up with some, like, out-of-the-box stuff, and I'm always like, who's trying this? Like, who is going to Taco Bell for French fries?
Oh, well, I did try them.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, see, like, I don't
even... They weren't great.
I just, when it comes to that kind of place, I stick to my normal thing, and I rarely veer off course.
And I think that's what's...
Because I don't want to waste it.
And I agree with you. I think that's what's so interesting about this and the rest of the restaurants we talked about, right? Like, with the Girl Scouts taking away the Toastiers, the French toast ones, and the s'mores, but bringing in this Rocky Road cookie...
Yeah.
You're right. Like, when I sit down and I'm going to order 3 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, I'm going to go with the Thin Mints.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the caramel ones. I'm going to go with the shortbreads because I don't want to waste my opportunity and blow it. Just like when I go to McDonald's, yeah, sure, that new burger looks like it could be good, but I know the Big Mac is delicious.
Yeah.
I know that chicken sandwich new at Burger King looks like it could be all right, but I know what the Whopper tastes like.
You know what they need to do, especially with the Girl Scout cookies, to get you interested in the new flavors? Have a little taste test stand set up. Give me a sample of that new cookie, because if I taste it and I like it, I'm buying that box.
Okay.
Instant sale for me.
Here's the problem, though.
Right.
Well, they're setting up where there's going to be nothing but, like, middle-aged jerk dads who are going to be, ooh, cookie, do a lap.
Cookie
ooh,
pigs.
Ooh, cookie.
It'll just be cookie pigs lined up.
I would argue that the Girl Scout cookie, the best bang for your buck in American cookie industry.
This in general?
Yeah, well, I mean, those boxes... Depending on where you buy them, are between like $4 and $6.
Yeah.
Right? And they're pretty standard. Yeah. Pretty sizable box of cookies.
All right. No, okay.
Delicious. I would also make the argument that the Girl Scout Thin Mint might be the most popular cookie in American history.
That thing I never understood.
Shut up.
It's like a cookie that tastes like medicine.
Yeah, you like mint ice cream. Yes. You like I hate
mint and stuff.
I'm just not a big mint
person. It's like I'm eating toothpaste.
No, it's weird, right? The Thin Mint, it's been around for 60 years. I'm the only one keeping it in
business.
Listen, you and my dad.
I'm not saying... there's just certain flavors I don't understand.
Bro, mint is like one of the most popular flavors to put with chocolate.
Yeah. No,
and it sucks. It ruins chocolate.
You have to be in the right mood for that.
Mint takes over everything. Like, once you taste mint in something, what grosses me out, and my old man did it, anytime they ate like lamb, like
mint jelly.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Green pussy jelly
it's
over
not
my.
Pussy.
It's
pussy. Shut
gross.
Up.
It's gross. You, and like, as soon as you, like, you. When you open up a jar of mint jelly, that's all you can smell in the house.
It is astonishing to me.
It's so nasty.
How you can have so many, like every food
take
you have.
Give me some jelly.
It also sucks if, I remember Halloween as a kid, and like there'd be one person who would give you like some, like Thin Mints or something.
Junior Mints. Love Junior Mints.
And if it touched any other candy, your other candy tasted like mint.
It's like penetrates everything. Yeah. It's like, here, it's like candy cancer gets into your bag and now it's like attached itself to everything.
Okay, no, chocolate is worse
than
that.
Like a stage 4 Kit Kat now because it smells like mint.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Here's what I could never figure out.
What is that?
Because, again, I believe that somewhere in the country, there is always Girl Scout cookie sales happening.
Oh, sure.
And like it's regional?
Yes, I think it just rotates around the country because they're always making the cookies. And if you know someone out of state, you are always able online to buy those cookies. So it's
a little desperate, man.
So you can't just purchase online at any time.
You want to Google and see?
I don't know. The sun never sets on Girl Scout cookies.
But that's awesome, right? Because there was, bless you, there was a time.
There was a cookie time.
Where you had your, like, two-month window.
Yeah.
And you had to make sure you bought enough cookies, bless you, Kimmy, to last you the entire year before the cookies came back around again. And you never buy enough. You never buy enough to last.
Yeah, you
got to enter your zip code. So.
Okay. So, like, you have to have a family member who has a Girl Scout.
You got to have a connection. You need a West Coast connection. Like, you're buying Coke.
Well, no, and I'm telling you, man, like, I have nieces, my wife's sister's kids live in Philadelphia. They are Girl Scouts.
Well, you get a Philly connection?
I do, because they sell like 3 months before Rochester does.
Yeah.
So I get my cookies.
Where's Gene Hackman movie of all time?
The Philadelphia connection?
Yeah.
Kimmy doesn't get that joke.
Oh, sorry. May he rest in peace.
And Gilbert Perreault, not happy. No, man. So I get my like teaser cookie season.
Oh, okay.
And then I go into real cookie season.
Then you're really like knee deep into cookie season.
I mean, if it was the opposite way, it would be better because I could buy all my cookies and then like, you know.
Dare to dream, man.
Supplement. With my Philly connection. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Phew! They don't have to be pretty.
Yeah.
They just have to end in a W.
Mm-hmm.
And even that statement might be stupid because the way that game felt and the way it actually ended are two very different things.
Oh.
But if you are a Bills fan looking for reasons why this team is different than the ones we've seen the last couple of years, the last 3 weeks have given you those three reasons why this might be the case.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, your Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Got a big-time dub in prime time last night against the Miami Dolphins, 31-21.
So they got to be the highest-scoring team in the league by far.
Yeah, they've scored over 30 points in every game.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't know, what's Baltimore? Well, Baltimore has Sunday. They've scored over 40 in the first 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So.
And actually, the Colts have also scored over 30.
That. Yeah.
So, all right, you got three high
forget it.
It does, like we said this morning, it's feeling like the Bills' only goal this season is to make us stay up as late as possible.
Yep. Okay. So I can see why like the NFL keeps putting them in prime time. Like, you want to watch a good game, doesn't matter who they're playing, it's going to be close to the end.
At least this year. So it comes down to the wire last night. And as a Bills fan getting up this morning, you may have some weird feelings.
Oh.
Because, Tommy, Bills Mafia expected to see the Bills blow the doors off the Dolphins.
Well, they did beat them by 10 points.
Yes, they did.
And it would have been more if, what's his name, Prater?
Matt Prater.
Yeah.
What was that kick?
He won the game on a 48.
But, bro, that kick he made?
It. He missed it hard.
Yeah.
Hard?
Something must have gone wrong there.
Nope.
No.
No, he just sucked that one out.
He's still hitting like 90%.
Oh, yeah, but that was bad.
That was bad. Okay. The Dolphins came into Buffalo last night and made things very uncomfortable for Josh Allen.
Well, I mean, let's face it, man. They're a desperate team.
Sure.
And it looked it.
Well, it's weird you're saying that now because yesterday you had a whole bunch of different takes that we'll recap just after 7:45. Tommy, I know you didn't stay up for that game last night.
Oh, I saw the whole game, Patrick.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I sure did.
Why is
right
that?
Down at the end.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. Sure did.
You watched it live?
Huh?
You watched it live?
Live.
Live.
Well, yeah, the Brits are alive. What do you do?
No.
The AI?
Watched the game live as it was happening in real time.
Some of it.
And okay, you woke up this morning and watched a replay.
I watch the NFL Network. They rebroadcast the whole game when I get up.
And even then, you're not watching it. It's just out of the background while you're making your Italian espresso. It's so good. It's so unbelievable. Kimmy?
Yeah.
As a person who stayed up and watched the game last
night. Like a real man.
Like every other Bills fan.
Thank you.
I don't know what that was.
Kimmy, was there any point last night that you felt that game was in doubt?
You know, I had a bad feeling about it going in, but I still felt like the Bills were in control. Because a lot like last year, too. I mean, Miami was going to make it close because, again, they were a desperate team going into last night. And Mike McDaniel was coaching for his job. So I figured they were going to put up a pretty good fight last night.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. Are there Bills fans watching that game last night that had the feeling this is not going to go our way? That the Bills
drive wasn't very comfortable.
See, that one I saw coming. That one did not
Miami
make me nervous.
Well, just the fact that they were just running it down their throats, I was like, okay, this is going to be a shootout
that
tonight.
Usually happens with the Dolphins, though. Mm-hmm. Like, they script their plays, the coach does. The first drive looks great, and then they puke all over themselves.
Right, but I mean, without the Bills being without some key guys, I'm like, maybe this is the way it's going to go.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, I can't wait for this.
So does McDermott sometimes kind of let that happen to see what they've got?
I mean, that's
like open it up a little bit. Let me see what they're going to do.
Yeah,
like, he has enough confidence in Josh where he'll let the leash out on the other team.
That's the theory. Is like, yes, we'll run a base defense, see what they're going to do, and we'll shut him down from there. Because we know we can score 30 points if we need to. So the reality of last night's game is a lot different than the way the game felt. Because if you look at the box score, the Bills outgained Miami by almost 100 yards. They passed for more yards. They rushed for more yards. They won time of possession. They won the turnover battle. They held Tua under 150 yards passing. Miami's leading rusher was under 65 yards. Yet, with under 3 minutes to play, Miami was 20 yards away from tying that game up.
Yeah.
On paper, the Bills beat Miami walking away, no issue. But it sure as hell did not feel like it up until the last two. And even until they needed two first downs after getting the ball back, Kimmy, and they didn't get the two first downs. They had to kick a 48-yard field goal to win that game. It was the closest double-digit win I've ever watched as a Bills fan.
Yeah, because they kicked that field goal the time it was running out, right?
There was 20-something seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
But I would argue, despite the fact that things got a little uncomfortable last night, that was a good thing.
So why is it a good thing?
Well, the Bills have 10 reasons why they could have lost that game last night. You know, short week, ton of defensive injuries, riding high off of 2 wins the previous week, divisional opponent.
It's easy to look past a team like the Dolphins.
I was disappointed. I was waiting to see Josh's face.
What do you mean?
It didn't look that bad. I thought it was going to be like.
I was expecting more swelling.
I couldn't even tell he got hurt.
I think we need to look into if he's a human being.
I know.
But, like, Miami came out last night ready to play.
Yeah.
They hung around. And those are games that good teams lose.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. But that didn't happen for Buffalo last night. And if we as Bills fans, which we are looking for a reason to believe this is the year,
yeah,
here's your reason. Opening week, the Bills win a frantic comeback against a good team that had your number all game long, right? Last week, you had a dominant win over a bad team, and you just beat the will to play right out of them. And last night, a bad team that found a way to hang around and had nothing to lose, on the cusp of upsetting you, you calmed yourselves down, and you won that game. I mean, Miami last night, by the end of the game, believed themselves that they could win that game. A team that hadn't won in Buffalo, and now their last 8 tries. Last night, the Bills won a game they shouldn't have. 2 weeks ago, last week they blew a team out. 3 weeks ago, they did just enough to win. Teams that win the Super Bowl are not usually the best teams in the NFL.
Oh.
They are teams that find a way. And after the last 3 weeks...
It's all about making adjustments, Pat.
Well, it's not even the adjustments. Yeah. It's just finding a way by any means necessary.
We're going to come up big in the end.
Yes. Yeah. Like, there are 3 plays, I'm convinced, every NFL game. You can play all 60 minutes. Mm. 3 plays decide every NFL game. Three different plays, and they won all three plays.
I know the Chiefs didn't win the Super Bowl last year, but they had a lot of those games last year where you were just like, how did they pull that off? You know, I mean, they got there.
But, I mean, you look at Chiefs Super Bowl teams in the past, that's how they win these championships. They're never the best team. This Bills team, after 3 weeks, no matter the situation they find themselves in, the weird circumstances happening around them, find a way. And if you are a Bills fan,
what do I do?
That should have you very excited moving forward.
Good.
No. Maybe if you watch the games, you'd understand what I'm saying.
I watched the game. Did you live?
You didn't.
I mean, the Bills kind of have been that team for a little while. I think last year they had some wins that were in similar style.
You've also had losses the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay, you look at like last year.
Came down to one play.
Well, let's talk about the game in Houston. That's a game similar to this one that they lost that game.
Yeah, go their way.
I mean, that game against Baltimore where they get blown out. Same kind of situation where you're missing a bunch of defensive starters. You walk in, things did not go well for you on that opening drive, and you just never recovered. The Bills have managed to overcome, at least the first 3 weeks, all of the ghosts of the past that have haunted them.
Okay, let's go, baby.
All right.
Super Bowl.
252 WCMF, the Bills in the closest double-digit win maybe in NFL history last night. If you want to look cool to your coworkers this morning.
What do I do?
Here are some fun things you can say to them and pretend that you knew it off the top of your head. Are you ready?
All right.
Josh Allen had 3 touchdowns last night. Josh Allen is now the fastest player to score 300 touchdowns in NFL history.
Wait, over Tom Brady?
He passed Patrick Mahomes. And Brady, he didn't play his first year.
Oh.
He was on the bench.
So he's the fastest to hit 300 touchdowns.
In NFL history.
Damn.
He also surpassed 200 career passing touchdowns last night.
Damn.
He has over 200 career passing touchdowns. As a team, the Bills extended their regular season home winning streak. They have not lost a regular season home game since November of 2023.
We're
coming up on 2 full years. And they continue their domination in Miami. They have won 7 straight games against the Dolphins.
So you think that coach is done?
I think he did well. He coached just enough last night to not get fired today.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He put up a good fight.
Although, if I'm Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, I'm still firing him.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time, right?
Like, why not just make the move? They don't play again until next Monday.
Oh. So you've got, they're on Monday night?
Oh, yeah. So they have the mini bye plus an extra day.
Fire. Oh.
Why? I mean, what did he do last night that impressed you? You lost.
Yeah.
And you've lost every game. If you're Mike McDaniel has never won in Buffalo.
And you're 0-3 to start off the season.
Yeah, all of these things.
Okay. Yes.
And you would have won that game had you been more disciplined, right? There were penalties in that Dolphins team.
Yeah,
that
kept giving
them.
The Bills that kept extending Bills drives, to your point.
That
because the Bills were ready to punt it away a couple times.
So I mean that one stands
out. And literally punted it, and then that that got taken back.
That stands out. Mm-hmm. I understand that penalty, right? Like, a guy's just trying to make a play on a desperate team. But there were a couple of, like, lose-your-head angry penalties that the Dolphins took. It's like, what are you doing?
Well, you said it got kind of chippy, and they, you could tell they just can't stand each other.
I will say this, man.
But like, they also hate the Jets.
Yeah, Deion Dawkins hates the Jets.
Yeah, he does.
But, like, when it comes to the Bills-Dolphins, there is an animosity between these two teams that is, you can feel it.
Yeah.
I do enjoy, as a man who came of age watching the NFL in the 1990s, Tommy, now, you know, these guys are all coworkers, right? No matter what team they play for, they're looking out for each other, and that's a good thing, right? Yeah. Okay. You rarely see teams that dislike each other. Watching an old school, two teams that you can tell do not want to be around each other is so much fun.
It's a lot of fun, too, because the back of their helmet says love.
After we're done.
Maybe later.
We'll finish it up afterward. I'm so good.
The Bills are putting, like, these teams, like, that, you know, you traditionally despise in, like, this position where I'm like, I kind of feel sorry for that guy. It's making me feel, it's not making me, like, Tua. Happy that I beat them. I feel sorry for guys like Tua.
Poor Tua.
Why?
I don't know. He's just a likable guy. I felt sorry for Lamar Jackson.
I feel bad for.
I just, like, I don't know why. I'm like, you know what it is? It's because when these teams screw up in the end, I know what that's like to watch your team do that.
That's called growth, Kimmy. Some people are shallow.
I'm happy it went that way, but I'm also like, ooh, yeah, that sucks.
I hate the Miami Dolphins.
Maybe you can't hate Tua.
Watch me. I don't want to see him get hurt.
He played a great game until that final
play. He seems like a nice kid.
That made me feel so good. Watching him throw that pick, and it was the cleanest pick. Bernard just comes out of nowhere. Give me that! No, man. They're every atom in my body.
Well, you also don't like Alabama, right? Didn't he play for Alabama?
Oh, yeah, but that has nothing to do with it. I just hate him in a Dolphins uniform. No, I hate anything in a Dolphins uniform. Like, I heard my brother made an argument this week on the Let's Go Duffalo podcast that he has sympathy for Mike McDaniel. And I wanted to... I wanted to jump across the table and strangle him. Everything about the Dolphins sucks. I hate them.
Yeah, why would Ryan like that dude?
Because he used to have so much like life and fun, and now he's just had it beaten out of him.
Like, if those two guys were in high school...
Yeah, you're not friends.
That coach would just rag on your brother.
Yeah, but he's not like clever enough to do. Sometimes you go to win a game and then you don't win a game, and that's why you don't.
But that
would
still hurt your brother's feelings.
Yes, it would. Yes. By the way, as we're talking bones to pick here, there is one thing I want to talk about that really bothered me last night.
Whatever.
Well, I didn't get to go to the game because my daughter had a tennis match.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm watching it at home on Amazon with you guys. You got Al Michaels, who's just slowly crawling his way through a broadcast.
Well, I can't believe he's still around.
147 years old.
Well, he was around for the Miracle on Ice.
So they lean into his age now, and if you were watching the end of the game.
He's 80.
He's 80 years old.
He's 80?
Yeah.
Nobody knew her?
He's about to be 81 in November.
So he looks good.
They do this segment, because he's made out of wax.
Yeah.
They do this segment where, like, he just talks about an old thing now.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense. It's a total non sequitur. It's just like, now Al Michaels says old thing. So right before the Bills are kicking this 48-yard field goal to ice the game, Matt Prater has already missed hard to the left.
Yeah.
They inexplicably, with no context, run the clip of Scott Norwood missing the field goal in Super Bowl 25, a 47-yard field goal.
Yeah. Hey, remember this.
I'm sitting next to my wife, and my wife is not up on Bills history, so she does not know what I am. I was flipping out in my basement. Flipping out.
Yeah.
Cursing at the TV. Why would you do that? If they would have missed that kick right after he showed the Norwood kick, why would you do that? And even Al Michaels goes, I hope enough time has passed, ha, 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 where nobody's mad at me. Shut up!
You know who I kind of feel sorry for? And it seems like he's like the guy to like walk old men through their job, Kirk Herbstreit. Because he did it for years with Lee Corso, who just retired at what, like almost 90, I think?
Yep.
And now he's doing it with Al Michaels. I mean, that guy deserves a raise because that's all he's working with right now are guys like just on the edge of retirement.
To have that job now, Kirk Herbstreit, the guy doing the color, he has to be a certified RN. That's how many old men he has to walk through broadcast at this point. All right, so your Buffalo Bills are 3-0.
Took care of business.
Yes, they did. Doesn't have to be pretty. Nope. Just has to be a dub.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.